Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. But I am in the host chair today, so I am not the one that will be leading the debrief. That will be done by the esteemed producer that we have this afternoon, one Andrew Filippone. So this is a pony football debrief.
The debrief, October 2, Electric Boogaloo, 2025. I have something for you guys from NFL.com. You both selected Aaron Rodgers as the Steelers MVP through the first four games of the NFL season. NFL.com released its quarterback rankings through the first quarter of the NFL season. The first question will be, I want you to guess, both of you, the number that Aaron Rodgers is on this list. And then once we do that, we will try to name the quarterbacks that they have ranked ahead of him.
Okay, so this is NFL.com. Jolie, can you throw us on the old three shot again here? Because our buddy Pony is going to be participating heavily.
Nelly left.
Nelly left?
Nelly ran off. Nelly said, do the job yourself.
No way.
Yeah, he did.
He did not leave
yes,
you
Yes, he did.
There.
He said, it's time for you to shine here.
All right, so NFL.com quarterback list through the quarter poll.
Yep.
Where do we think Rodgers is? And
yeah,
then how
what
many
number?
Guys?
And then we'll do the players ahead of him next.
I feel like NFL.com would be a little more deferential to him. Is it Chad Reuter doing it, Pony, if you don't mind me asking?
I have no idea. I think it's a conglomerate. I think it's a cabal.
Okay. I'm going to say they have him...
A committee.
I'm going to say they have him 14th.
I was thinking his old number, 12.
You guys are both too high.
17th.
They have him 15th.
I was almost right on the money.
So
okay,
a slightly 15th. Above average quarterback.
All right, so Nelly, now that Nelly's back, he was sprinting down the hall. Let's get that. Oh, there we go. Love the wide shot.
All right, now attempt to guess the 14 quarterbacks that the NFL's website rank ahead of Aaron Rodgers in 2025.
All right, here we go. I'm still going to say Patrick Mahomes because he's coming off a big game.
Stop for a second. Here's what we're going to do. Go back and forth until somebody gets one wrong. So Malsy got Mahomes right.
Okay. I actually like this. Look at it. The take charge instincts are still there with him. I mean, he still has the tone of command about him.
All right, so you're saying Mahomes.
Yep.
I will say Josh Allen.
Okay. That's correct.
Yep. Mahomes is 2 and Allen is 1 for the record.
I'm still going to say Jalen Hurts because they're 4-0.
7.
I'm still going to say Lamar.
Lamar is 4.
I'm going to go with Baker.
Baker is 6. So there are 14 quarterbacks ranked ahead of Aaron Rodgers by NFL.com, and you guys have named 5.
I feel like I'm going to name... I think we can do this, Don. I think we can go all the way here.
I am going to go... Let's see. That guy's hurt, so it would not be him.
I got 3 written down here that I know are right. They have to be right. 4 now.
Daniel Jones, I'm going to say, is up there.
Wrong. 16th.
Really?
Get out of here.
All right, Malsy, you got to carry it the rest of the way.
Man,
he's out.
Did he get short shrift?
Man, I had him written down. All right, Justin Herbert's probably fifth.
He's third.
Third. Oh, yep. I didn't know. I forgot we didn't have three. Matt Stafford.
Stafford is eight.
Okay. You know who I think that they really are probably bullish on right now? I bet you they're loving Sam Darnold.
Darnold is 11.
Okay, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the 14 ahead of him.
I can't believe that Danny Dimes isn't ahead.
I know.
Well, hold on a second, though. To their credit.
I think that's a little bit bogus.
To back them up on this.
Yeah.
Donnie, if you could only have one quarterback for the rest of the season, Jones or Rodgers, who would you pick?
I mean, I would go with Rodgers.
Well, there you go.
Is that what their, like, grading the scale rubric was here? Yeah.
I don't know. It just says it's their quarterback rankings through four games. He's obviously moved up from where he was at the beginning of the year, but still not high enough right. Where they want to put him ahead of an MVP.
All right, so, Pony, I have eight
four-time
of them
MVP.
Done. Jared Goff!
Yep, he is...
He's got to be fifth, right?
Nine.
Okay, I'm going to take my first risky one from a guy with a team with a losing record. I think they got Dak up there.
Dak
ahead
is
of
five.
Okay, because Dak has played his ass off, frankly.
So you are still missing...
I think four to go.
You still need to get 10, 12, and 13.
So wait, I've got five. I've got 10 of them, right? I think you said he's 15th, right?
Mahomes, Allen.
Yeah, Hurts, Lamar, Baker.
Herbert, Jackson, Dak... Mayfield, Hurts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Goff.
I think I got...
Darnold.
I think I have 10 here, and I need four more, but we'll see. Would they have put him up there?
You said Stafford, right?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did. Would they put him up there? I think Jordan Love they still have up there.
Yep, he's 10.
Okay, so on my own list here, I have 1, 2, 3, like in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I have 12, 13, 14 is how I would have this structured.
Yeah, you need three more guys. 12, 13, and 14, that's right.
Okay, now we're getting to nut-cutting time, as they say.
Donnie, you can maybe give some advice even though you lost out.
I still think like I have to go with guys who are playing for teams with good records, so I'm going to say Trevor Lawrence.
I had him in my head.
Trevor Lawrence is 19.
19?
Yeah. Here are the guys ahead of him. You ready?
The three more, yeah. Give me the other three.
Drake May.
I should have said him. He was still on the list.
This one you're going to get a kick out of.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tua.
What?
Come on now.
This is the write-up. Tua finally looked like 2023 Tua in week four, taking full control of Mike Daniels' offense and executing it. He looked comfortable against the Jets and spread the ball among his pass catchers, including Darren Waller.
He looked comfortable against the Jets, a team that Aaron Rodgers had four touchdowns against.
I agree with you on that.
I'm going to throw one more random guess. So was May 13 or 12 or whatever?
It was 12 and Tua was 13.
All right, I'm going to throw one more out there as a random 14th. I think Caleb Williams might be on there.
No. Okay. Caleb Williams is 22nd.
I know it's not Geno Smith.
You guys are going to get a huge kick out of this one.
Kyler?
Nope.
Spence?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix?
Yep, 14.
I do not think this is a very good list.
Nick certainly has his highlight reel moments and delivered a few more against the Bengals. He also is proving his games can be a tumultuous experience, demonstrating a tendency to force throws and or make mistakes by trusting his arm and playmaking ability a bit too much.
He's probably lucky that his worst game statistically was the first one of the season, and it's a game that they still won. He was, I think, objectively pretty good against Indy. Three touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns, four picks on the
year.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put him up there. I think Rodgers should
Rodgers be ahead of 8-3.
I'd put Rodgers ahead of him, and I'd put Rodgers ahead of Tua. I could probably be talked into putting Rodgers ahead of May. I love these little games, don't you, Donnie?
Yeah,
these are my favorite little debrief games to play.
I'm still surprised at Jones getting...
All right. Let's play one more game. Pony, you can play this game too. I just had a random thought about this. Give me one quarterback, each of you, who is... inside the top 10 right now.
Yep.
Who will not be in the top half of the league, who will fall past 16th, okay?
Yep.
If they did this at the end of the year, somebody whose performance you think will decline. Give me somebody who is not on this list up to Aaron Rodgers, so basically 16 or beyond, who you think could climb into the top 10 by the end of the year. So okay. I need one riser for you guys, and I need one guy to fall out of the top 10.
Can you go over the actual top 10?
Yeah, here it is. Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Lamar, Dak, Baker, Hurts, Stafford, Goff, and Love.
I don't really like moving any of those guys.
Well, I think the obvious one's Baker because their schedule is very difficult.
And he's like too much of a wild card.
Exactly. He's only thrown one pick. He's due for a four interception game.
Man, do you know who this guy gets disrespected
Hurts.
To an exceptional degree?
You're going
to
say Hurts.
But they are just, he's managing games. He's throwing for 150 yards a game so far.
I think they're going to lose on Sunday to the Broncos.
And if they lose and A.J. Brown, who does have the most touches, or targets, I should say, on their receiving core, doesn't start like catching touchdowns, things are going to get interesting there. Because you know.
No doubt.
Well, because you know that like they'll try to put a good face on it because they're 4-0 and he'll say he wants to win. I think he does. But like a lot of the targets he's gotten aren't even close to catchable because Hurts hasn't been close. I'll put Hurts there. So, he's due to eventually start throwing some picks, and they can't win like this forever. They are not a very good offense right now.
And then you said guys ranked below?
Yeah, somebody who's going to climb from beyond Rodgers.
It's Danny Dimes for me.
So you're kind of out on Stroud, huh?
Like, I think
figuring it out.
I think I'm actually going to go with Trevor Lawrence there.
Man, I've gotten bit by that bug so many times.
I know.
Welts and rashes all over my body, bro. I'm not doing that one.
The easy one for me would be to take the cop out and say Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even make... They still put Mariota on this list.
You know who I think is going to start playing like randomly better? Like I think he's going to be at least very fun to watch. I think Penix is going to end up being a pretty fun quarterback.
I don't mind that.
By the end of the year. The numbers are not like eye-popping by any stretch. I just love the fact that the dude attempts to take an enormous bite. Every time I see him drop back, I'm like, yeah, he wants to throw the ball 25 yards down the field. Very fun quality.
I think Pony has them as his South champ, right?
I had them in the NFC Championship game before the season started.
Woo!
Yeah, I want that one back.
Donnie, are you second in the league in total defense there, which is kind of interesting. And they can actually sack the quarterback now.
Donnie, are you ready after four games to say the right call was to bring Rodgers in and not bring back Fields?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Fields has his flashes of brilliance, but I just don't think there's enough. Like, I don't think he wasn't like bad on Monday night. He
isn't
had the fumble.
Isn't the Justin Fields experience in one play or two plays, the fumble and also the touchdown run where he reversed field and just ran through everyone?
He just plays a very entertaining style because he can run
He's chaotic.
Well.
By the way, Pony, how lost did Minka look on that touchdown run by Fields, man? What the hell
happened? That trade's looking good, and Ramsey's going to miss multiple weeks, and Jonnu Smith really hasn't even done anything yet.
I mean, but seriously, like, what has happened to Minka?
Falling on hard times.
He really has. He doesn't look like anything like the player. I know it's been 6 years. That's a long time in NFL terms, but for a dude that was on track for a gold jacket, man, he looks like a different player for the worse.
All right, that was a fun little debrief there. I like that.
How would you grade that one?
That's an A.
Yeah. Wow!
I'm a sucker for the ones where you pick a ranking list. And
you go to a list.
Yeah, you give us a list, and then you let us play the, okay, rank the guys ahead of them. Let's see how many you can get. That's catnip for my big dumb brain.
That's the exact word I was going to use. We're always all over that. Coming up, this is something that I think is right up Pony's alley. This is a type of segment that he would build off one little thing that he sees, a post that I saw yesterday. I dove into that link. I saw what they had to say about Pittsburgh, and I thought this is something that Pony would absolutely make a whole segment out of. So we're going to do that next, because it's suggesting a trade that involves the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo joins us at 5:15, 5:30, Total Request Thursday. If you haven't already, please go vote on that on our Twitter poll. And then Hodgepodge of Nothingness closes us out on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.